Thanks for being with us this morning. As I mentioned before the break, there is the Ambleside Waterfront Plan consultation is ongoing in the city of West Vancouver, and this is all part of the new concept plan for Ambleside. And if you've been to that area of West Vancouver, you know how lovely it is. And the plan is really aimed at making it more pedestrian-friendly and changing it up a little bit. But there is one part of the plan that is not sitting well with people who use the boat launch. That is the part that gets rid of the boat launch. There's a change.org petition that is going around to try and save that. And my next two guests are very active in using the boat launch and the fight to save it. Phil Rizzo and Andrew Kennett are on the line with me this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Good morning. Maybe one of you could start off and talk about the fight for the boat launch and how this all came about.
Yes, it started back in October. There was a council meeting that authorized the Ambleside Waterfront Concept Plan to go public. And in January, they did so by having several community events, which Phil and I attended. And it took a little reading into the plan to discover that on page 10, at the bottom in the last paragraph, that one of the parts of the plan was to eliminate the boat ramp, and this is what perked our interest in going to these events. They had three or four community events, and we were unable to get any specific answers about what the plans were around the ramp. So the next event was a meeting at the K Meek Center, and there's still been no resolution as to whether they would keep the ramp. And finally, a stakeholders meeting, which Phil attended. Again, no results as to a solution. So the purpose of our petition and our energy here is to try and create a focus group that can drive the District of West Vancouver to try and create a solution for this problem.
Were you able to get an answer from anybody on council or with the city as to why there is the plan to remove the boat ramp?
Well, not specifically, but it does seem to rotate around the pedestrian access down there. They would like to remove the parking along that street and have a pedestrian / bicycle lane between 13th and 14th. And then a lower pedestrian path along the waterfront in front of the sailing club is what we understand. So the pedestrian aspects seem to be overruling the vehicular access.
I'm just looking. So on page 9 of the concept plan, it says appropriate commercial activities to help enliven the waterfront to create opportunities for the community. These include opportunities such as seaside, bistro, and boat rental facilities located in the area, and the new enhanced Hollyburn Sailing Club structure. And then it goes on to say, and then it's page 10 where you mentioned where they then say the phased vehicular closure of Argyle Avenue would also result in the removal of the current public boat ramp. So it seems a little bit contradictory to me that they're saying that the public boat ramp will be taken away, but there will be enhanced facilities at the sailing club and boat rentals. So there must still be, or is there still a plan that you know of that there will still be boat access?
Well, Jill, what's going to happen? They're going to remove the parking and the vehicle traffic along Argyle and close it. Now, the ramp itself apparently is going to stay in place. It's not going to be available to motorized craft. What they're going to do there, and this is poor, maybe poorly planned, but if you have a kayak or a paddleboard or maybe a dinghy, you're going to be able to walk from a parking lot that's 500 feet away at the front of the parking lot if it's not too busy. And then you've got to gain access to the ramp by walking by all the foot traffic and the bicyclers to go to the ramp. So that's sort of the plan that we've seen so far. And that's, I think, the Hollyburn Sailing Club has seen the same thing. We've been staying close with Mike, who is the Commodore at the Hollyburn Sailing Club, and we all share the same view about most of what's going on with this concept plan.
Does the Hollyburn Sailing Club share the view they would like the public boat ramp to stay?
Yes, we have the same. In a way, we'd like to see it stay, or be relocated.
I think the focus of the Hollygren Sailing Club is that they would like continued consultation with the stakeholders, and we are considered a stakeholder, and that we'd like to delay the approval of the plan for a few months and get everybody on board and come up with some options for this. We're not saying that that particular ramp has to stay exactly where it is. If there's a solution that we can have another location, we're very open to that and would like to discuss it further. But we do feel that there should be access to the water for trailered vessels on a continuous basis, and that they should not shut down the ramp until a new facility is available.
How busy would the ramp be on a hot summer day?
Well, I was down there yesterday, and on a weekend or anything like that, it's usually there's four or five parking spots at the beginning, but there's ample parking away from the ramp, so generally people that launch will park in the parking lot. So it's usually fairly busy, but what keeps people away is the ramp itself hasn't been maintained. It's backfilled, so due to the tide, if the tide is fairly low, only the smaller vessels with draft can access that ramp. But even with that, it is still pretty popular, and we have found no studies to conclude what traffic is using that ramp. They have done no, as far as we're concerned, there has been no surveys.
And if it was to close down, then where would be the next, where would boaters go? Where is the closest public boat launch?
Well, there's a public in Deep Cove at Cates Park, which is 11 miles. And there's a public at Vanier. And then there's the next private ones are Horseshoe Bay and Sunset Marina, which are 11 to 13 miles away.
And if we could detail that a little bit more, now we're looking at small vessels having to transgress those areas. Now, the Port Authority, I think, wouldn't be very happy with a lot of small vessels now moving through the inlet from Cates Park to go through First Narrows just to go fishing along West Vancouver. And the other people from Vanier, you're going to have smaller vessels that normally launch out of West Van are now going to be engaging freighter traffic in the and getting across the area to West Vancouver. Currently, the way the ramp is set, if nobody gets engaged with traffic, and are normally out of traffic with small vessels, there is a safety factor here that we're looking at.
And I guess that is one of the benefits of that is you might have to trailer your boat a little further if you're not a West Vancouver resident or a resident of the North Shore. But then once you get the boat in the water, exactly that, you're not dealing with crossing over, dodging freighters and being in that really busy waterway.
Yes. And as far as that, it's fairly secluded from wind and everything. A southwest wind in there can cause some havoc, but most boaters understand that, and you judge that. There's been no injuries or anything associated with that ramp, but other than for boat props.
Yeah, Jill, I have to say too, there was a study done in 2008 called the Animal Size Village Center Strategy, and this issue has surfaced many times. It's been to council before. It got shot down in 2010. But back in 2008, they did this village center strategy study, and it included some discussion around the Sailing Club and the boat ramp. And within that, it states that the boat ramp serves a need in the greater North Shore and regional community. I don't think this is a district issue. I think a lot of people come from outside of the District of West Vancouver to use this facility. And it is noted there that the North, it serves a need in the greater and regional community, and the discussion at that time was to retain it and perhaps flip the location of the sailing club with the ramp to try and get the ramp off the main street there.
Is that one of the arguments, though, that West Vancouver is making perhaps against it, that they are now saddled with providing the boat ramp for people coming from all over? It's something that they bear the cost of, but it's not just for West Van residents?
Not specifically, that hasn't come up. We've heard in the background that perhaps that has some impact with the council members, but not specifically, no, that doesn't seem to be a strong point.
What do you guys do next? As I mentioned, there's the change.org petition. Looking at it right now, I think 232 supporters, the goal to reach 500. What happens next in the battle to save the boat launch?
We would like to see just further consultation. As we stated, we're not particularly hung up on that location. We would just like to see a location within the District of West Vancouver or very nearby that we can utilize on a continuous basis. So we're going to try and stop this this process from being pushed through at the moment and try and get some signage down there to identify that the ramp may have some discussion around it. And we'd like to get the Ambleside Dundre Business Improvement Association and the West Vancouver Chamber of Commerce involved as part of this discussion as well.
Is there a time set as to when there's going to be a vote or when the concept plan is approved?
June 13th is when it goes to council.
I imagine you guys will be there for that?
We will be there.
All right. Well, we'll touch base with you, I'm sure, after or closer to when the decision is made. Thanks to both of you so much for taking the time to be with us this morning.
Thank you, Jill.
Yeah, thank you, Jill.
All right, that is Andrew Kennett and Phil Rizzo, both very much involved in the saving of the Ambleside boat launch. And as they said, not saying they absolutely have to save that particular launch, but saving a public boat launch in Ambleside or on the North Shore in West Vancouver. If you want to check it out, you can go to change.org. The name of the petition is pretty straightforward. It is Retain Motorboat Ramp at Ambleside Park, West Vancouver. And you can check out the argument behind that right there. We'll take a short break. When we come back, more of your feedback, people joining the conversation when it comes to having some tipple on the beach. There's a bit of a range of responses, you could say. We'll take a look at some of your responses to that as we continue right here on the Jill Bennett Show.